Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. Welcome back to my podcast, Real Talk. I am Jenny Ma, and today I'm going to answer some of your questions. So grab a cup of tea, sit down, have an open mind and an open heart, and let's get started. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me again. I thought I would do a little Q&A today. I post questions on my Instagram all the time and they seem to be really popular. So I thought I'd bring it on over to the podcast and answer some of your questions. I love when people ask me questions and I love answering your questions. So I'm doing this from home. If you hear some dogs in the background, don't mind them. But if you don't follow our Instagram page, go on over ahead and follow us. We're at Mindful Health ICC. And that's where you can ask all of your questions, really. And I'm so happy to answer them. So let's dive right in. I'm going to start right back from the very beginning. And I'm going to keep names out of it just for confidentiality purposes. But if you've asked this question, you know who you are. And thanks for your question. So let's get right into it. Someone asks, are you doing any hike therapy sessions? Yes. When the weather warms up and we're able to reconnect and we're a little bit more post-COVID, we will be doing the hike sessions. What the hike sessions include is it's a mindful-based talk session combined with nature and meditation. And we go out on a hike and do a little bit of meditation, a little bit of yoga, ask some transformational questions, and do a little bit of body work as well too. So mind, body, spirit work. So those are always fun, great way to connect with everybody. And it's a good opportunity to vent when you're out in nature. It just something about it just lets you explore the deeper depths of the root causes and the challenges you're facing. And it's just a really great environment. So I encourage you all to sign up for a hike therapy session when we start them back up again. Give it a try. It's really wonderful. And we go to some place different every time. We try to go to a new place every time we do it, and wherever area we're in at the time. And it's really beautiful scenery, and we do some breath work and some deep breathing meditation, yoga. So it's a really good time. It's usually about a half a day or more. So we suggest that you pack some snacks and whatever else you need to be comfortable. And it's a really good time. So hopefully you'll join us then. Next question is, how can I leave a toxic partner? Mm-hmm. This is not an uncommon question that I get, and I am sorry you're in this position, but I want to make sure that you know that you're not alone, and if that brings you any comfort at all. But my suggestions are, I have five here. And so the first thing I would suggest for you to do is to leave. Absolutely leave. But I know that's not always easy to do. But what you have to do is sort of create a plan. So you want to create an exit plan with somebody that you trust. So whether that be a family member or a friend, or I don't recommend colleagues usually, but if that's the only person that you have around available that you do trust, then by all means, that's okay. Just find somebody that you trust that is going to keep your plans confidential and will be an emergency contact if you need it. So create an exit plan. And that includes, you know, setting some money aside, some emergency money aside in a separate account or in a separate location. So this may be something that you need to work on over the next couple of days or weeks or months if you're not able to do this right away. And then what you want to do is have a safe place to reside in. You want to have a safe space to go to. So if there's somebody that you can stay with for a little bit of time, or if there's a place you can go to or stay with family and friends, or even if there's a shelter in your area, I know shelters will keep your information confidential. So if you don't have anybody that you can go stay with, you know, you can always contact a local shelter and they will help you out. I would suggest also that you go no contact with your partner. So this is something that might be a little bit more difficult if you have kids, You may want to go low contact, but I would definitely speak with a lawyer ahead of time. If you can't afford a lawyer, there's duty counsel, which is available, which is free legal advice. And you can also go on Google. You can Google people in your area that will give you a free consultation. Lots of lawyers in the area do a 1 hour free consultation, and they can better advise you as to how to handle communication during your exit plan. But if there are no kids, what it sounds like is if this person is very toxic in your relationship, they're probably very narcissistic as well, may even be abusive, whether that be physically, emotionally, mentally. So no contact is always the best option. If you have kids, however, you will have to go low contact. So just be aware of that. And number five, last thing is, don't be afraid to file a police report or get the police involved. It's not the nicest thing to do. I know it can feel uncomfortable. And sometimes people, and often victims, are afraid of doing this and are intimidated by the process. But I would encourage you to at least file a report. That way, if anything should happen to you, God forbid, that's not going to happen, but you want to just have something on record, on paper, that you have plans to make an exit from this partner if they are extremely abusive. So hope that helps. I'm just going through some questions here on the Instagram. Let's see. The next question is, how can I deal with a narcissistic ex? You did say ex, right? So again, with a narcissistic ex or any ex, I guess, you can be friends with an ex, and, you know, things may just not work out. It may be the right people, wrong time, and you can stay close and stay connected. But in the context of this question, when you're dealing with somebody who's narcissistic, you want to go no contact. Again, low contact if you have kids. But no contact is the best option. How do you overcome fear? Yeah, this is a great question. I love this question. Fear stops us from doing so many things. It really impedes us on our journey. All of our talents and gifts that we have within us are to be explored. And sometimes that overwhelming feeling of fear can really stop us in our tracks. So the best advice that I have for this question and for these feelings of fear is to just do it afraid. Just go for it. The feeling of doing something afraid and not knowing if you will succeed or fail, you know, that doesn't matter. But if you don't do something, you're always going to regret it. And so it might be uncomfortable, it might be scary, and you might be unsure of what steps to take. But I assure you, doing something afraid is better than doing nothing at all. So, and you'll find out more about yourself as you go along. And it'll be an amazing journey. Let's see, what's the next question here? That was a bit of a funny one. Does pineapple belong on pizza? I mean, let's get serious here. Yes, it does. Next question we have here is, how can I accomplish my goals faster? Yeah, so it's always great to have a goal. I always continue to have goals. Even after I accomplish one, I create more. And it's not about the time it takes. It's about taking consistent action towards your goals. So it's great to have a goal list, but it's no good if it just sits on your wall. It's great to have stuff written down of things you want to do, but it serves you no benefit if it's just written down on paper. You have to go after them. You have to accomplish your goals, and don't rush them. Do them at the appropriate time. Things take time. The best things in life take time. It's very rare that things happen quickly in life and are successful. The best things in life are the things that took a little bit of time. So I would focus less on the time frame, because time is really your friend. I know that sounds contrary to what most people believe. Most people feel like they're running out of time and that they have to do things quickly, but I assure you, time is your friend. And if you can get real comfy with patience, There is no better outcome than taking your time to do something and doing it right. And so I would focus less on the time and focus more on the goal and where you see yourself when you accomplish this goal. And what you will find is if you focus on the goal, the time will just happen and you'll look back and you'll realize that you've accomplished much more than you thought you could. Let's see here. What's the next question? I hope this is helpful for you guys. Sorry, I'm just going through some of these questions here on the Instagram page. I ended a 2-year relationship with a narcissist, and I think I have PTSD. Is that normal? Yeah, thanks for your question. So first of all, great job in leaving that relationship because it sounds like it didn't serve your highest potential. So that takes a lot of strength and courage. So I want to commend you for that. The other thing is it's very normal to consider PTSD as a result of any abusive relationship, any kind of trauma, and particularly trauma over a sustained period of time can result in things like anxiety, depression, and PTSD, and even complex PTSD, which is another form of PTSD that encompasses other signs and symptoms in combination with the trigger reactions and the anxiety response of PTSD. So trauma, flashbacks. So if you're having any of those and they're persistent in their nature and they're lasting more than 3 months and it's affecting, you know, your ability to function, how you feel, how you think, your day-to-day, your stress levels, anxiety, it's definitely an option. You may be suffering from PTSD. So bravo for you for recognizing that that may be something that you're challenged with. And I want to encourage you that this is something that is absolutely manageable. Mindfulness and CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy may be really helpful for you. So if you want to connect with me or somebody else that you trust that can help you with that, by all means. But in the meantime, be brave and just be kind to yourself and know that you will get through it. And again, good for you for standing up for yourself and having the courage to leave a relationship that did no longer serve you. So bravo, good on you. Next question. Do I ever have bad days? Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're human, right? Absolutely. We're all human. We all have bad days. We all have ups and downs. We all have challenges. You know, sometimes on my bad days, the things that actually make me feel better is helping someone else. I love what I do. I love encouraging people. I love helping people. I love motivating people. I love my job. I love, you know, inspiring people to live their best life. And sometimes it's those moments that get me through my rough days because seeing someone smile or accomplish something and knowing that I had a little piece to do with that just really warms my heart. So yes, I have bad days, but on the bad days, I rest. I don't stay in them. Life is for living. If you've known me for a while, if you watch any of my content, or if you followed me for a while on any of my social media or on our website, you know, one of my sayings is life is for living. So definitely get out there and don't let anything stop you. It's okay to sit and rest for a minute, but don't give up. Keep going. It's worth it. Let's see, next question here. Do I have therapy sessions for dogs? That's a rough one. See what I did there? No. I don't do pet therapy, no, but if you Google it, there are probably some places close to you that do pet therapy. I know it exists. And yeah, if it's something you're interested, for sure, take a look at it. Next question is, I'm afraid to start my business on my own. Any advice? So my question to you would be, are you afraid of failure or are you afraid of success? Because both take work. So if you're afraid of failure, my advice would be do it afraid. If you're afraid of success, my advice would be do it afraid. either way, you're going to find out where you stand. You're either going to sink or swim, and it doesn't matter what the outcome is. You will learn something from that, and you will use that going forward to either do better or try something else. And you don't know until you try. I mean, I'm a big fan of the experience of life. I'm all about the experience, and you don't know until you try. So do it afraid. Absolutely. Let's see, next question. Someone says, my greatest fear is not reaching my destiny. Yeah, I think this is a big one for a lot of people. And I find in particularly, this pertains more to men for some reason than women, having a sense of accomplishment in life, in status. So in terms of destiny, I would say that, you know, you're the captain of your ship. The destiny will continue to grow and change, and you will reach it and begin a new one each time. So just keep flowing. Someone says, I'm afraid of uncertainty. Yeah. I think that's common amongst all of us. I mean, you know, it would dramatically change the course of our lives if we knew what was going to happen next, right? I mean, how many times have we said, oh, I only wish I knew what was going to happen, right? It's that sense of uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen. So in those moments, when you're faced with having to make a decision, you just have to make a decision with what's available to you. And neither of them may be great. Neither of them may be what you want, but you do have a choice. So we don't always get dealt the hand that we like, but we do have a choice to play the game. So I would suggest taking all of the facts that are in front of you and making the best choice with what's available to you at that time. And then going from there. I mean, no matter what happens around us, the people, the world, the business, if we are certain of who we are and whose we are, the uncertainties of the external world are just challenges to be conquered. So, I mean, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fumble. You're going to fall. That doesn't matter. And people's opinion of you doesn't matter. I always say people's opinion of me is none of my business. And I hold that very true. Because people don't, they don't pay your bills. They don't serve your life in a way that they can live it for you. You have to do that on your own. And so I wouldn't let anything hold you back. I wouldn't not do something just because you're afraid of what people might think or see or feel or say. I mean, you know, their opinion is based on their own experiences, and maybe they haven't had anything fulfilling happen in their life. So their opinion is based on their own failures, and that is no reflection on you. So even when you're uncertain, just do the best with what you have that's available to you at that time and make the best decision you can at that time, and you'll grow from that. Let's see. What's the next question? Okay, somebody asked a nutrition question here. Do diets really work? So the short answer is no. They really don't. What happens is you really calorie restrict, or you overwork out, or you overexercise, and it causes a lot of stress on your system. And this only causes cortisol levels to rise due to stress and calorie deficit. And it's just really not healthy. What the key is a balance in your life. And so you want to consume nutrient-dense foods, mostly plants. You want to increase your water intake at least, you know, 2 to 3 liters per day. You want to move your body, just get out and move your body. If you watched my interview with Polo, of Juice ATL and, Perfect Training, it's on my Instagram channel, my IGTV series, go check it out. It's with Polo. And he runs a gym and he says the same thing. You know, he's like, he's a marathon runner, but he says, you know, you don't have to do what I do. You don't have to run 5-10 kilometers every day. Just go out and move your body, go for a 5-minute walk, 10-minute walk, 20-minute walk, you know, do a couple of sit-ups, do some push-ups, you know, just get started, just anything to move your body. You got to move your body. So daily exercise is important. Meditation and mindfulness, always key. I know a lot of people feel like they can't get into it. And really, it feels like that at the beginning. And trust me, I've been through it too. but it really is helpful. And the more you do it, the more you begin to have a better control over your emotions, your anxiety, your stresses, your moods, and you also begin to manifest things that you want into your life. So it's a really positive experience. You also want to add in a good multivitamin. So nothing that you're going to get like at a drugstore. So, all those typical drugstore brands, I won't name them, but you know what they are. They're really cheap ones. They're all full of garbage. They're all crap. They're all full of fillers. So you want to stay away from those. You want to get a really good, multivitamin with some probiotics. And I usually recommend for my patients, I usually recommend Garden of Life. I really like them. I use them myself as well. They are an all organic, raw, unheated multivitamin, and they've got some probiotics in there and some really high ORAC value antioxidants. I'm not sponsored by them, by the way. I just really like their products and I really love their vitamins. So they have one for men and women, and they have one for men over 50 and women over 50, and it's Garden of Life Vitamin Code. Let's see. So yeah, that's about it. And any other supplements, it's always a good idea to check in and see what you might be low in. So, I mean, maybe you might be low in iron or B vitamins or magnesium. If you're really highly stressed, you're definitely going to be magnesium deficient for sure. So you can connect with me for a nutritional consultation or someone in your area, and they can better assist you with that. Let's see. Next question. I hope this is helpful. And also just pay attention to your food cravings too, because your food cravings will tell you a lot about what's going on in your body. For example, if you're craving salt, that's a good indication that your adrenals are stressed. If you're craving chocolate and magnesium, again, stress and sleep are a factor. So that's, I think, all I have in this portion of the Q&A. I'm going to jump over to a part two, if that's going to be helpful. But I hope this was helpful for you. And I love getting all your questions and I love answering them. And I am going to do a part two for you. So stay tuned. And thanks for joining me. This is Real Talk. Have a good one.